Com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Same thing as always. You call about whatever you want via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Oh, sorry, you are
still here.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, I've got to get to the Thanksgiving story, the true story of Thanksgiving, the one they don't tell you in government school. And so that's on the way. Plus, of course, if you're calling in tonight and you want to share with us something that you're thankful for, you're certainly welcome to do so. I have to say that I am very much thankful for, as I said last hour, all the people who helped out as I was thrown into a jail cell a couple of weeks ago. And whatever way you helped, whether it was putting a blog online or making phone calls to the bureaucrats or whatever it was you did, writing letters to me, that sort of thing. I just want to say I really appreciate all of those of you who did something there. And, of course, I appreciate everybody listening to this program, our advertisers. We, you know, wouldn't be able to put food on your family's table, Mark, if it weren't for the advertisers for this of this show. And, of course, the Free Talk Live amplifiers,
well,
huge thanks to
it's
them.
It's not true. He would be able to put food on his table. He would just have
to do something
do
else.
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't be as much fun to put food on the table if it weren't for our Free
I wouldn't
Talk
be doing this full time, and the show wouldn't be what you're hearing now.
Sure. And so big thank you to everybody who is Free Talk Live amplifier as well, because, look, the number one reason why we are where we are today, the reason why we're on 44 radio stations, the reason why I was invited to speak at last year's Talkers Magazine convention in New York City, the reason why all of these things have happened is because of the over 500 people that give as little as $3 a month to this show via the Free Talk Live Amplifier program. Julia, you are one of those 500, even though you certainly do enough for the show without that. But thank you to everybody who does that at whatever level that they do, whether it's $3 or I think there's somebody there that does $200 per month that comes into the show. We reinvest it. We use it to reach out to radio stations around the country, and it works. I mean, the fact is our profile in the realm of talk radio in the industry is visible, number one, because of the amplifiers. We wouldn't be able to afford most of the things we do as far as reaching out to radio stations is concerned if it weren't for them. So to those of you contributing to this show on a monthly basis at amp.freetalklive.com, huge thank yous, because we wouldn't be here. I mean, we might be syndicated without your assistance, but we might be on like 12 stations or 15.
We wouldn't have had the progress we've had.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, big thanks to the Genesis Communications Network and all of the great board operators that are always helping out diligently behind the scenes, screening phone calls and that sort of thing. Again, without the network component, we would just be an internet radio show. So, again, big thank you to our syndicate and all those people there. And, of course, our radio affiliates, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be as big as we are in the radio industry. So, I mean, the affiliates are the lifeblood of a syndicated radio show, and we've got some really great ones, some dedicated affiliates that have been on board. So, you know, our longest running affiliate, Mark, is WNTK in New London, Connecticut.
Really?
Or not Connecticut, excuse me. New London, New Hampshire.
Huh.
Number one longest running affiliate for the show.
Interesting.
So, pretty awesome. That our actually longest running affiliate is an FM talk station, which is pretty cool. So there you go. There's a few things that I'm thankful for here. 800-259-9231. Also thankful for those of you participating in the show. Of course, we've got to get to the Thanksgiving story. This version coming from the Mises Institute, and I think it might be a little shorter than the ones we've told in the past, which is, I think, a good thing. Here's the story. This is what they don't tell you in elementary school or middle school or high school. If you're in government school, you've never heard this story, most likely.
You're never going to hear this stuff, because what we're taught in school and all along is sharing is good. You should share.
Nothing wrong with sharing if you're doing it on a voluntary basis.
Absolutely true. However, they force you to share, and it's this melding of the terminology share.
Yeah, I don't know if you can even use the term share when forced
redistribution.
Involved. Yeah, that's what it really is. It's forced redistribution of your wealth or whatever it is that you have.
I always hated in school when they would hand out the school supplies list. My mom used to get so angry when there would be things that you'd have to buy for the whole class.
Is that true? They would force you to buy things for the whole class?
Oh, yes. There would be certain items. There would be, like, your list, and then there would be certain items that you were required to buy and bring in and put in, like, the class
the community
pool,
pot.
Like, tissues and stuff like that. And my mom used to get so angry about that.
Huh. You know, I don't recall that. It probably happened while I was in government school, but I recall there were some times where it was like an option. You could buy
these
things.
What do you do? I haven't really thought about this before from the point of view of tissues. I went to a private school most of the time. What do you do if a situation where we're not forcing the children to bring in tissues, and then a child needs a tissue? I mean, what do you do?
Are you telling me that those schools don't get enough money to where they can't afford
tissues
for their classrooms? If they can't, something is not being done right.
I agree that they don't do things right, lots of things right, but they're going to have to budget for tissues, too, and when they buy tissues, they're going to buy them.
Well, how about they take a little bit of money away from those administrators so the poor kids can have enough tissues?
Sounds like a reasonable suggestion. It's not bloody likely.
No, it's not going to happen.
Those administrators are very interested in protecting their six-digit incomes. Many of them are making a lot of money.
Well, it's important to administrate.
Yeah, really important. Yeah, in fact, where we come from, there's an entire building demonstrated. Actually, here in Keene, there's an entire building dedicated, rather, to administrators. To school bureaucrat administrators.
And what do they do exactly?
I don't know, but the entirety of the school budget, as I understand it, is larger than the city budget. Isn't that true? Don't the schools around here, the school board or whatever?
I'd say that's true around most places.
Yeah,
that
they
the
get
schools
more money.
Are such a huge chunk of the property taxes anywhere you live.
It's so crazy, and I really hope that someday we can have enough people up here to do some sort of property tax revolt, because if people were able to just save their money on these government schools, it'd be a significant decrease in the amount of money people were paying in property taxes. And that would be a significant increase in the amount of wealth available to each individual in the economy. They would have more money in their pocket, and if they get to decide what to do with it, then it's much better spent.
So they can educate their kids.
Or they can help send other people's kids to the kinds of schools they value. I would much rather, for me, cutting my property taxes by 60%, which is the amount that goes to schools, is something that I would like to do, not because I want to save the money. It's not about the money. I can afford to pay those property taxes. If I couldn't, I wouldn't have moved here. So I can afford to pay those property taxes. So what I would do is I'd give that money back to my tenants. I'd give them $100 a month right off the top of the rent that they pay every single month. And I think that if everybody started to save that money, they could also pass on the savings, as it were, to the people that need it the most. The economy is having a tough time right now, supposedly. People are cutting back, so having $100 come off the top of the rent, I think, would be pretty helpful for some people.
Absolutely.
So 1-800-259-9231. The true Thanksgiving story, though, Mark, you mentioned sharing. That's why we got off on this tangent about schools. And to me, it's not really sharing if you're forced. I mean, if you're threatened with violence or your house being stolen or whatever, if you don't participate in the sharing process, that's like saying that working for the government is somehow volunteering. You know, the whole idea that forced sharing is in any way sharing, I think, is pretty ludicrous. I think sharing's only real if you're voluntarily choosing to do it for the reasons that are meaningful to you. So with that in mind, the story is from Gary Gallis at Mises.org. At Thanksgiving, Americans reflect on their blessings and hope for uplifting family gatherings of togetherness and unity, with the pilgrims used as examples of peace, harmony, and thankfulness. However, while the Pilgrim 1623 Way of Thanksgiving represents what we wish to infuse in Thanksgiving, Plymouth Colony before 1623 was closer to a Thanksgiving host's worst fears. Resentments surface, harsh words are spoken, and many people turn angry and unhappy with one another. The Pilgrims' unhappiness was caused by their system of common property, not adopted as often asserted from their religious convictions, but required against their will by the colony's sponsors. The fruits of each person's efforts went to the community, and each received a share from the commonwealth. This caused severe strains among them, the members, as Colony Governor William Bradford recorded. So we actually got some excerpts here that we'll
I didn't know that. I thought that the reason they did this community thing, was either sort of an experiment or, you know, they were certainly deep religious people, but it's interesting that it was the sponsor who shoved this down their throat.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I'm sure somebody with pie-in-the-sky views of what life could be like. And, of course, communism never turns out as you intend it. More on the way. We'll share the details with you in moments.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Ian is here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for SACL CAI and all they've done.
Me too. Jason Osborne is the man.
All they've done for Free Talk Live. And if you're listening to this show, you ought to be thankful to SACL CAI also, because they make the show possible. We wouldn't be able to.
They really do, yeah.
Yeah. They make it from the point of view, you know, the point that this is a hobby, an avocation, to the point that this is a vocation. That's the difference. SACL CAI. You check out their banner at freetalklive.com. They do collections, all kinds, accounts receivable, and support them if you can. SACL CAI.
All right. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We're telling the original story, the true story of Thanksgiving. This from Mises.org, featured over at LouRockwell.com. And it's Colony Governor William Bradford who was writing in his journal about the difference between 1623's Thanksgiving and what came before that. So what came before that was where each individual in the colony was essentially putting the fruits of whatever labor they put into their land and the things that they did. They threw everything into a common pot. It was essentially a communist system where everybody gave what they had, and then it was divided up based on whatever set of factors, allegedly equally, though I'm sure people that were infirmed and things like that were given a certain amount. And, of course, that encouraged people to be acting
sickly. The
problem
with this is who gets to decide who gets what. You know, eventually somebody is yeah, exactly. Somebody gets to be in charge of who gets the food. And, you know, well, maybe he's got a few friends or something he wants to help out.
So what happens when nobody owns anything, when you're putting everything that you've created into a common pot? Well, there's incentives go away. It's like we were talking about last night with the communist or socialist healthcare systems. There's just not – the incentive isn't there. The market signals aren't there. And the same thing here. The people that when whatever it is you do is resulting in the same amount of reward, and that you get exactly the same whether you put a whole lot of effort in or not very much effort in, what's the incentive to put a whole lot of effort in?
Well, here's you know, what happens is you say, well, I'm going to do my best here. I'm going to do a good job because I'm doing it for everybody. And you do it, but you know that last little bit of your effort, the one that really might make the difference, you know, that last row that one might plow, I'm imagining they plowed or something, I don't know, that might not get done. And then you watch the other people who aren't as good about this kind of thing as you are, you know, like, so he says he's sick and his back hurts and he doesn't look sick and I, you know,
he was drinking last night.
Yeah, his back's not hurting. Why am I out here working for that guy?
Yeah, he gets the same amount of reward as I do, and I'm out here breaking my back. That's not fair. I think I'll take it easy.
Yeah, and, you know, so
then no one eats.
Then that's it.
So here's what Bradford wrote about previous Thanksgivings. He said, the young men did repine that they should spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children without any recompense. The strong had not more in division than he that was weak and not able to do a quarter of that the other could. This was thought injustice. The aged and graver men to be ranked and equalized in labors and victuals, clothes, etc., thought it some indignity and disrespect unto them. And the men's wives to be commanded to do service for other men as dressing their meat, washing their clothes, etc., they deemed it a kind of slavery. Neither could many husbands well brook it. Bradford summarized the effects of their common property system as saying, for this community of property, so far as it went, was found to breed much confusion and discontentment and retard much employment that would have been to their benefit and comfort, all being to have alike and all to do alike. If it did not cut off those relations that God had set amongst men, yet it did at least much diminish and take off the mutual respects that should be preserved amongst them. So no mutual respect in a system of common property. Breeding confusion and discontent, retarding employment, meaning people didn't have the incentive to go out and work. Why should they? They were upset. These other shiftless losers were getting exactly what they got out of all their efforts. How did the Pilgrims move from this dysfunctional system to the situation we try to emulate in our family gatherings? Well, in the spring of 1623, they decided to let people produce for their own benefit. Bradford wrote that all their victuals were spent, no supply was heard of, neither knew they when they might expect any. So they began to think how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop than they had done before, that they might not still just languish or thus languish in misery. At length, the governor, with the advice of the chiefest among them, gave way that they should set corn every man for his own particular, and in that regard trust to themselves, and so assigned to every family a parcel of land.
Sweet.
So at that point, instead of having everything be shared in common, each individual or each family was given their own land, and they got to grow what they thought was most appropriate, and they got to do with it as they pleased. And the results were dramatic. According to Bradford, this had very good success, for it made all hands very industrious. So as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any means that the governor or any other could use, and saved him a great deal of trouble and gave far better content. The women now went willingly into the field and took their little ones with them to set corn, which would allege weakness and inability, whom to have compelled would have been thought great tyranny and oppression. I have to say I got lost in that sentence.
Well, it's a funny kind of English, but basically you couldn't the women were going out in the field and they were working.
Oh, before they would allege weakness, I see, is
right.
What he says.
Oh, I can't do
I'm
it.
Hurting.
I, you know, I'm just not strong enough. That's man's work. But you couldn't force them because they're women.
Right.
So now that's taking care of itself.
Right, now that they have a piece of the action and they own what it is they produce, they're out there working.
Isn't it amazing?
Anyway, the article continues. That was quite a change from their previous situation, where severe whippings had been resorted to as an inducement to more labor effort with little success, other than creating discontent.
Strange. Who was whipping who, and how the hell do you get off whipping somebody?
Whoever was the authority, right? I mean, there's the deference to authority. Whoever wore a costume,
kind of
I'm sure.
Contract to say that.
I doubt there was a contract. Who knows?
How odd.
Good question. Despite the Pilgrims' increased efforts in 1623, a summer drought threatened their crops. Following their beliefs, they offered contrition for their sins. Then the drought broke, which led to the Thanksgiving that we still try to emulate today. As historian Russell Kirk reported, never again were the Pilgrims short of food. It is appropriate to remember the Pilgrims as Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. Though we have incomparably more than they did at the time, we can learn much from their way of Thanksgiving. But we should also remember that our material blessings are the fruits of America's system of private property rights, whose power for peaceful and productive cooperation the Pilgrims began to prove by experiment almost four centuries ago, because those rights and the freedoms and prosperity they entail are under constant assault today. And we can see it all over the place, where men and women doing business, various industries, various different products and services, are essentially told what they can and can't do, how they must and how they mustn't run their business, what they can and can't offer, what they have to pay to these men and women calling themselves the government in order to even remain in business, in order to have the privilege to continue to do business with people who want to do business with them. And the whole idea that there's anything resembling private property these days is more of an illusion, I think, than anything else. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If it's yours, how can they take it from you? It's Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, What can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year, all free for you at freetalklive.com. Now, you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. So, Julia, do you want to talk about this marijuana thing you've got?
Oh, sure.
Is that what you want to do? Of course, right now, by the way, the Thanksgiving Day edition, you can call in, talk about whatever you want. As always, that is the point of the show. You're certainly welcome to share some of the things you're thankful for.
I am thankful that nobody asked me what I was thankful for this year.
I wasn't going to. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
I've always hated that. That's always been my least favorite part about Thanksgiving. Is
when you're forced to do it?
Yeah, when you say grace and then everybody and then your grandma says, okay, now let's all tell what we're thankful for. And I'm thankful for a lot of things, and maybe I don't feel like telling you, Grandma.
I think that that's a good exercise for kids. You can choose to be mortified or not, and that's a decision that one makes. But I think that gratitude's a really great thing in this world.
I agree completely. and something I can't
I
do.
I agree as well.
I know, and how do I teach my kid gratitude?
Well, you don't teach him by saying you have to do something. You should explain
well, hopefully
to them why.
I've done
you don't
a really
teach them
great
gratitude
job.
By saying, all right, one day every year we can all go around and list three things that we're thankful for.
I agree with that.
I agree that that would be the one way not to do it. But hopefully, at that point, I've shown him that how important gratitude is to me, rather than doing it for the purpose of just going through the motions of, well, I think this is what we're supposed to do because it's Thanksgiving and we have guests around.
Yeah.
And let's have the kids entertain us. That doesn't make any sense to me, but hopefully at that point I've shown him and I've told him how important gratitude is, and now he gets the opportunity to step up and do a little gratituding, and then maybe he can teach someone else later.
Absolutely. I think that gratitude is an important thing that people should, I believe, think about on a daily basis. I think that you should think about the things that you appreciate in your life and the people and the opportunities or whatever it is that you're appreciative of or grateful for on a daily basis. And I think Thanksgiving is just one day where it's more obvious that people think about such things. And I think I agree with Julia, forcing that sort of thing onto somebody and saying, this is valuable, you should do it, is not... It's not necessarily a good thing, but explaining to somebody how it is that when you're grateful towards another person, that comes off. I mean, whether it's subtle or whether it's obvious, when you're grateful to another person and you let them know, number one, you can be grateful inside yourself, and that just makes you, I think, feel better generally. But if you're actually appreciative verbally towards someone, whether it's, again, somebody that you love or somebody who gave you good service at a restaurant, for instance, somebody who gave you a good service at a customer service counter, whether you appreciate when you show them that you appreciate them and you thank them for what they've done, then that creates goodwill and
absolutely.
It creates good relationships. So if you could explain that, I think, then it has some value.
I agree with you. Now, what about if you're dealing with a child and you know, different parents have different issues that they have to deal with different people? What if you're dealing with a child that doesn't like to push his own boundaries?
What do you mean by that?
What do you think I mean by that?
Like he doesn't want to step outside the box?
No, he doesn't want to step outside his box.
Talking about like forcing him to talk in front of a group of people because he's not comfortable talking in front of a group of people to try to encourage him to step outside his boundaries?
I think so, yeah. Like, not force. Okay, force is the wrong word because I'm not going to beat the kid. I'm not going to knock his teeth out. I'm not going to kick him out in the cold if he doesn't do it. But, yeah, like in the same way that you might have to tell some kids, you do. You're like, hey, it's time to go out and learn how to ride a bike. You know, let's go out and I'm going to show you how to sail a boat. I'm going to show you. Let's go to the garage. And I'm going to show you how to hammer some stuff, and then I'm going to have you hammer it. So I don't think that – I think that that is the same as, you know, telling a child, pick up this hammer, hit that nail. Come on, pick up the hammer, hit the nail. Now, well, you might – now, I'll grant you that public speaking has been considered one of the worst, biggest fears in people's lives, but – that doesn't mean that having that kid talk about gratitude at the Thanksgiving table is any worse than having, you know, having him push his boundaries by picking up a hammer and trying it.
Well, when I think about like what I'm thankful for, it's generally a lot of it is pretty personal. And what you're describing reminds me of a situation that I had in middle school where a teacher, we had to write in these journals, and of course they were mandatory, and the teacher called on me to read mine out loud, and I refused, and I got in a lot of trouble, and she yelled at me, told me that I shouldn't have been writing inappropriate things. But for me, it was just a personal thing that I didn't feel like sharing with the group. And
sure.
Is that necessarily a boundary that I need to step out of?
I don't know what, I wasn't there when you were in fifth grade.
Well, I
got no ideas what went on with you. I would say that sometimes it is appropriate to have kids stand up and talk about what they're grateful for, because a lot of times people won't push their boundaries.
That's fine, Mark. I appreciate where both of you are coming from on this. I appreciate where Julia's coming from as sort of the anti-authoritarian, I don't want to do this because I don't feel like it, it's my life, you don't tell me what to do, you can't tell me this, stop it. I totally appreciate that. And on the other side, I can see where Mark's coming from with this sort of parental aspect of you want your kids to expand, you want them to expand their opportunities and what it is that they can do and things like that. And I think that the way to do that, instead of setting what you want as dad and saying, okay, son, now you have to do this to make me happy or whatever, because that's, you know, or you're going to be happy because he's expanding his boundaries and all that. But you have to do this. This is a requirement now. I think it's different to say that than it would be to say, okay, son, well, you know, we've got this, we know that you like certain things, and we're going to give you this reward if you will go ahead and participate in this particular activity, which
now,
is stepping outside.
Now, why is positive reinforcement, why is positive reinforcement all, you know, positive reinforcement is a tool.
Yeah.
For,
I think it's a powerful tool.
It
personally.
Is a powerful tool. Absolutely.
It's much more persuasive than to say, you need to do this because I said so. You need to do this. You should do this because if you do this, then you're going to receive X, Y, and Z. But don't you think that makes more sense?
I can hear where you're coming from, but can't you just as easily use positive reinforcement in the manner where you say, look, you're going to stand up and you're going to entertain grandma and grandpa by telling them
sounds
what
like you're
grateful
me.
For? Or you're going to get the hell out and go live in the woods, you little prick.
That's not positive reinforcement. That's absolutely a threat.
You've got a really great room right here that you got power in, that's heated, that you get fed every day. Like, those are some things you could be grateful for.
I would have walked out to the woods.
Take the tip, baby.
And my mom would have chased after me.
Therein lies one of the problems. Because if you go out and you're in those woods for an evening.
I would have gone out to the woods.
You go out in that woods for an evening, you will be back and you will be grateful for the heat. You'll be grateful for the food.
Okay, I'm grateful for the heat, but does that mean that I have to stand up and share it with the world?
Apparently, because your dad is going to force you to live in an igloo.
I'm glad you weren't my dad, Mark.
I'm just saying.
You need some work before old Jackson grows up, man.
The whole, I'm not going to do it. You know, come on.
Don't tell me to do something. If you want me to do it, you should persuade. And that's what I'm saying, the positive reinforcement idea. You're using persuasion. It's like, look, you don't have to do this, but
don't
if you,
you
don't, you're not getting the pumpkin pie.
Don't you think that child should be persuading me to feed him, to put a roof over his head?
No, you have an obligation to that.
When the hell did that obligation...
You created it by having a child.
How did I create an obligation?
It's a social obligation,
Wait,
Mark.
Whoa. What are you talking
baby.
About here? Are you saying that if I left a baby, a newborn baby in a dumpster, that it's tantamount to murder?
I'm not saying that. No,
no
I'm saying
say
that you have
that
a social
you
obligation.
Really don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that you have a social obligation and that people would ostracize you and treat you like a murderer.
I think that I don't think that people would ostracize. Oh, yeah, in that case, they would. But
you're not going to be ostracized for forcing your kids to do some silly Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, I wouldn't force my kid to do some silly Thanksgiving
thing. You wouldn't.
Thing.
What if
I
they
would
don't do
show
it?
Them the gratitude. Look, get outside.
Yeah, that's kind of forceful, Mark. You're talking about kicking your child out of your home.
Here's
you're
talking about positive reinforcement. Here's a goal. Here's a quarter.
Yeah, you get dessert. You get dessert. You get to have pumpkin pie and cheesecake and
so
whatever
they
the hell else.
So if they don't do it, then I'm the father who didn't give them pumpkin pie and cheesecake?
Hey, you don't. You're feeding them dinner. You don't have an obligation to give them dessert. Withholding dessert is a very powerful motivator.
You're right. I could just
kids.
Give them bread and gruel if they didn't stand up and do the speech.
No, you probably should give them something a little better than that. But
bread, gruel, and some cranberry sauce on top.
You are good.
And go and eat in the garage.
I hope Laura's listening to this show, and I don't think she feels the same way as you do. At least I hope she doesn't. More on the way, Laura, your wife. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, then do your holiday shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a place to go to get your shopping done. You don't have to deal with hitting the streets and navigating through traffic and dealing with parking lots and upset, angry parents that didn't get the toy they wanted for their kid because they were too late, fights in the aisles, all of the just madness that you have to deal with when you're going out and about shopping for the holiday season, which, of course, will begin in earnest as of tomorrow morning, which, of course, is Black Friday. So if you want to avoid all that and save some money at the same time and help Free Talk Live all simultaneously, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live, whether it's used or brand new items that you're purchasing. That's the way to get your shopping done this holiday season. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Jeff is on the line in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Jeff? Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. I wanted to talk about the U.S. Postal Service because I've run into a little quandary with them, and I wanted to see if maybe you could give me some advice on what to do.
Sure.
Okay?
We'll try.
So basically, they've stolen money from me.
They've stolen money from you?
What'd they do?
Well, I paid for a shipment to be delivered to my house.
Okay.
And it was delivered to my house. However, the postal guy didn't leave a note. It was a shipment that had to be signed for.
Uh-huh.
He didn't leave me a note. And so then it went back to the post office where I was supposed to claim it. But too bad they didn't tell me I had to come get it. So it got sent back to the sender.
Hmm.
And then the sender's like, you know, you got to pay shipping again.
And I'm really?
Like, well, you know, yeah, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? I'm not satisfied. So I call up the USPS customer service line, and I described the situation, and I said, you know, I demand a refund, and that was just a nonsensical conversation with them. So then I said, you know, since you're providing such an unsatisfactory service here, I'd like you to tell me what I need to do to be able to remove my mailbox and never continue service with you.
That's a federal crime, and sir.
The lady's like, oh, well, you can't do that.
Oh,
and
really?
I said, really? You know, if you're not providing satisfactory service, can't I use another courier? And she's like, well, you can use it for shipping boxes and packages, but not for regular mail.
That's true. They have a monopoly on that.
I said, oh, really? Well, isn't that a monopoly, which is illegal? And there was no verified response to that. So, but what my idea is to go into my local branch here tomorrow and to go in there with a recorder, and one of my neighbors is a volunteer to go with me with a recorder also. It's just audio recording, but I wanted to go and stand in line so that everything was fair to the other customers and then demand a refund at the counter.
Recording the entire conversation?
Yes.
Wow, they are not going to like that one bit, I bet.
You're also
going to
make enemies with the people behind you. I mean, there's going to be people behind you. They're going to see it as unfair. Oh, God, what the hell am I dealing with here? I just want to get up to the line.
That's why I said that I'm willing to wait in whatever line.
You can always ask for a manager and step aside. You could always, when you get to the counter, you could ask for a manager and then, you know, step aside if that's a possibility.
And what I think is going to happen is that they're going to tell me that they can't help me and I need to call the number that I already called and got nowhere with. And at that point, I mean, I've been listening to everything that, like, Sam has been doing with calling the cops on the cops, so I figured maybe I could go to my police station after that and file a criminal complaint against the post office for stealing or for thievery or whatever, you know? But I wanted to see, like, what you guys thought about this whole, what direction I should take this, you know?
Jeez, I'm not coming up with anything off the top of my head on this one.
There's really not anything you can do.
Well, you've had an experience with trying to get customer service out of them, right?
Yeah, they sent, after very frustrating phone call to phone call to phone call, they're so good at that, bureaucrats, at just transferring you from department to department to
passing
department.
The buck.
And I think I got a book of expired stamps out of them.
Really?
Like they sent me the 32s when it was really the 48s or whatever.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, so they weren't
even full
stamps.
How long did that take you to get?
They sent it like a week later.
So, I mean, how many phone calls did you have to make? How much time did you have to invest to get the book of stamps?
Like 10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes? Okay, well, that's. I would have expected they'd put you on hold and you'd waited for like an hour or something like
that. It was probably longer than 10 minutes, but either way, I was pissed because what I really wanted was not a book of stamps, but my package not to have been destroyed in the first place. But
right. I mean, here's where I would come from on this. If you are, what was the amount that you paid for shipping? 10 bucks? 6 bucks? 5 bucks? 10?
It was 25 bucks, and it's another 25 bucks. But I've already paid to have it reshipped.
$25?
$25?
To ship something? What the hell were you sending? Shipping weights?
Gold and silver.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness you got
that. Stuff's heavy.
I don't like the idea that they would ship that via non-private providers, but I understand you can't do it.
Yeah, UPS won't even take it from what I understand.
Well, you know what I did? After I called back my company, my shipping company, or the people I bought it from, and I said, look, I'm going to pay you this money and whatever, as long as you promise to never, ever conduct business with me via USPS again. And they're like, okay, that's fine. So, I mean, I've got to pay $50 in shipping here for, you know, it's ridiculous. That's why I'm so pissed, you know?
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. I mean, so what you're looking at here is how much is the $25 worth to you? I mean, your time is worth something, and
it's worth it to me, man.
Okay.
It is.
Because you're
going to
be investing time.
Third quarter. Yeah, I'm going to go in. Well, it's worth it to me to go in there with third quarter and let these guys get really pissed off, which I'm sure they're going to do, and blow me off. And then at that point, I guess I have to decide if it's worth it to me to go to the police station and try and deal with those bureaucrats.
That would be interesting, too, because I doubt they're going to do a damn thing.
Right, you're going
you.
To have to
they
know
probably
exactly,
won't
you're gonna have to know exactly what you're going to go after these the post office people for. Because if you go in and say, well, they stole from me, look, they didn't steal anything from you because they didn't steal anything from you. They just conducted their business poorly.
Because I paid for a service that was not rendered. You know?
Well, they delivered the package to your house, and then you know went through some rigmarole where they took it back and you know
they never let it go. They brought the package with the
signature. Didn't they leave it one day?
Signature. No.
No, they're supposed to leave a pink slip, and I believe they're supposed to try two or three times. And I had I'm at work all day, but I had my neighbor visit home. Watching because it was important to me, this package, obviously.
Sure.
So I had them watching, and they said, no, you know, this guy never did it. There's no pink slip. I thought maybe the wind blew it away. And that's another point I was going to bring up is to go to this postal clerk and say, hey, you know, if this is true that you don't owe me money, then show me the originals because the pink slip is just a carbonless copy, you know?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's going to be like, oh, I can't do that. And that's the point where I'll be like, okay, I demand my money back. Yeah.
I think this would be fascinating. I mean, at the very least, even if you never get anything back out of it, you'll certainly get some experience in what it's like trying to record bureaucrats because you can guarantee, I don't know what the laws are like there, or the statutes are there in New York or in New Jersey, rather. What's that?
One party state.
One
party state.
So as long as you know that you're recording, so you can absolutely like record them without their knowledge?
Yeah, I'm the one party, and I sure as hell consent, you know?
Well, that's pretty darn good. That's good that you're in a place like that. You actually have to decide whether or not you want to. That's kind of an important choice is, you know, do you want the bureaucrats to know they are being recorded? Because they will act differently depending on that.
I do. My neighbor's going to have his in his tucked away so they can't see it. He's bringing one, too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my plan is to go there, set it on the counter, and then begin conversing with this bureaucrat. And he may say, turn that off, and I'll be
like, I don't consent.
You know,
I need to give you permission for that. That's what they like to say. You can't do that. I need to give you permission to do that.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing is, like, if it's on public property, it may be different. But since the USPS may be considered private property, I don't know if I can just say no thank you to that or what, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to throw it away and let him continue his recording under his shirt or whatever.
That's a good idea. You fake him out then, basically, essentially psych him out. And
be like, okay, go ahead and tell me what you're going to tell me without recording. So, I don't know. I just wanted to see what you guys said. But
yeah, I think that's I think it's an interesting plan. I would expect that you should go into it expecting to get nothing out of it except for an interesting recording of your interactions with these people. That should be your maximum expectation. Yeah, if you get money or stamps or anything out of it, you know, consider yourself lucky. And if you can continue to get that business to do business with you with FedEx or some private company that will ship the gold and the silver to you, then that's better too. I mean, trying to be aware of what shipping methods companies use and demanding a higher level of shipping, even if you're willing to, you know, you're going to pay extra, but it's worth it because it'll get to you most likely. And thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. Let us know how it goes as well. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.